Now, if you might tell somebody, let's meet in town. But if I get there first,
I'll wait for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're about to punish a child, he might say, oh, please, give me another
chance.
Now, instead of saying somebody was in a good mood sometime, you might say he's in a good
humor.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there was something, oh, if you had mice or something, and you might say, I just have got to get
rid.
Have you ever heard that older people say, instead of saying get rid of something, say get...
do away with it.
Have you ever heard them say get shut up or get shut up?
Oh, get shed up.
Get shed up.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that. They don't say that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, a person who pretends to know it a lot but doesn't really, have you ever heard people say...
He's a smart aleck.
Smart aleck. Mm-hmm. And they say, have you ever heard them say he made out like he knew something or he...
Well, he's a big liar.
If somebody stole your pencil, like in school, instead of saying, who stole my pencil, the child might say, who...
got my pencil.
You ever heard him say, swiped or...
Yes, who swiped my pencil.
I'm talking about writing somebody letters, and I say, well, do you ever write him? You'd say, yes, I have just...
written him.
And you're saying yesterday he
wrote me.
And tomorrow
I'll write him.
And then you'd say, now, when I write something to him, I expect to receive an
answer.
And when you put the letter in the envelope, and then you seal it, and then you turn it over and you take your pen and
write.
And when you put where the person, their name and where they live, you'd say your
address.
And then if you didn't know where somebody lived, you'd say, well, I'd like to write him, but I don't know his
address.
Have you ever heard, and sometimes instead of saying, old people, instead of saying they're going to address the letter, have you ever heard?
I don't know the number.
They don't know the number. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard talk about backing?
Yeah, I'm going to back this letter.
Back the letter. You have heard that.
Yes.
Places saying I'm going to
address the letter.
They say they're going to back.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone rings prettier than any phone I ever. If a little boy came home from school and he had learned something new, like how to whistle or something, you'd say, well, who
taught you that?
Now, if you were planning on doing something like trimming your hedge or something, and somebody said, well, have you done it yet? You'd say, no, but I'm
going to.
When a child in school would tell on another child, what did they call that?
Tattletale.
Have you ever heard them talk about grown-ups calling them a tattletale?
Tattletales.
Now, if you wanted a bouquet for your dinner table, you'd have to go out to the garden
and pick it.
And pick some
flowers.
What would you call something that a child might play with? Anything a child might play with would be a...
Well, you mean in toys?
Yes, just a toy. That's what I mean, a toy. Have you ever heard it, an older word for toy, call it a play pretty or...
Yes, a play pretty.
Play pretty.
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, if you were talking about a gift that you received from somebody, with a gift, you'd say,